Good morning. Have you ever had to wait for something? We're not good at waiting at all. You ever go to the supermarket and you just need to buy a thing of milk? And you go up to the register and the self-checkout is all backed up. And so you get on one of the lines and there's two, three people ahead of you and you're like, just got to get this milk. And you begin to look and say, is the manager around here? Can we open up another aisle to move this along? What's going on there? There's a feeling of no control, a feeling of no power to change this situation. So you wait. You give the gestures, really? Really? On a deeper level, if you've ever had to go with a loved one to have a procedure at the hospital, a surgical procedure, and they come out to you and say, you know, we'll be out when the procedure's completed, and we'll let you know how everything went. And you're sitting in that space, and there's a sense of powerlessness. Take out your phone, you start playing solitaire, you start reading your emails, any magazines around here. There's a sense of powerlessness there as you go through that. Or this one, you know, you go to your doctor and the doctor says, I'm a little concerned about something here. I want to do some tests. And they take what they need to take for the tests and they say, you know, we'll get back to you and confirm this in about a week. And you're like, a week? Come on, you know. Can I call the head of this practice? Can we move this along faster? We don't like waiting. Even if someone just says to you, you come up to somebody and ask something, just wait a minute. Tell me that doesn't get you going. Wait a minute. I need to know. So what is that about? We call this season of Advent a season of waiting. A season of waiting. Now, many times Advent is looked upon as waiting for the celebration of Christmas. You know, these four Sundays as we light these candles, they lead us as we wait for the celebration of Christmas. And it certainly is that. That's what Advent is in many ways. But there's also an understanding of Advent also being this kind of timeless experience of waiting for the fullness of Christ. The fullness, sometimes we use the phrase, the fullness of the kingdom. We believe that Jesus has come among us. The incarnation has happened, but we're not yet experiencing the fullness of that kingdom. And so we await that coming. I've been sitting with this word waiting during this Advent season. And I said to myself, you know, I experience waiting sporadically. Situations that I've just described to you. But there are some people who live their entire lives waiting. People who live their entire lives powerless. No control of anything. And they sit and wait. They wait for hope. They wait for possibility. They wait to participate, to have some part of their lives can have worth and value, and yet there's a sense of powerlessness. And I wonder if that's something during this season of Advent we could enter into ourselves, a sense of this idea of powerlessness and identifying, I can do better than she can, don't worry about it. Oh, I remember those days. To enter into that sense of powerlessness, to identify with that, and to look to God, to look to Jesus. I wonder sometimes whether are we waiting, or is God waiting for us? Is God waiting for us? Now we may say, well, God would never enter into powerlessness. God is all power. But look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. In a few weeks, we will celebrate the incarnation. We'll celebrate the birth of Christ. This Christ who came among us, among the powerless. Jesus was born, the way the stories are told, in a barn, in a stable, among animals, among the powerless. And the rest of his life, the rest of his ministry, was dwelt with the powerless. Those who had no access, those who had no control of their lives. And yet Jesus is that model for us. So I wonder if during this season of Advent, which I believe Advent is not just 4 weeks, I think we continually live in Advent as we wait with hope and dreams and possibilities. But I wonder during this particular season of Advent, invite you to consider a little bit what I'm doing is at least to be conscious of those who live without power. Last night, I prepared this homily during the week, and I found myself last night having to run out to Food Lion to get some milk. Because I realized I had nothing for my coffee this morning or my cereal. That's my routine in the morning. And I went up to Food Lion, and sure enough, there were lines. And part of me wanted to do that, really? But I said to myself, no. Let me try to live what I'm going to say tomorrow. Can you enter into that powerlessness? Let that wait on the supermarket line be a spiritual experience. When you're online ordering and you find out, oh, this is back ordered. Enter into that. Own that. Live in that. And share the powerlessness that most of this world experiences, not the power that we have. We are privileged oftentimes with the power that we have and the control that we have and the influence we have. And so I would invite you to join with me in at least reflecting on that and finding ways to reach out to those at the border, those on the periphery, those in our society and our lives that are kind of pushed away. And to reach out. Today, St. Nicholas is just one example of that a little bit. We bring gifts, over 400 gifts today to children and families, many of whom live on the periphery. And this is a wonderful celebration of giving gifts, but it's more than that. This is just a way to celebrate that, but to be part of the lives of those beyond us and to be a people who we can share, by sharing in that powerlessness, we can create a power together. And make a difference, transform our lives, transform this world around us, and truly celebrate the incarnation, God coming into this world to transform it. May we model our lives like Jesus and transform this world together.